Hello and welcome back. It's Annette Harris, your certified mental health ambassador and host of this podcast, Mind Mending in the Net, distributed by Get Caught in a Net Incorporated. Remember to think of this experience as a net for your mind to mend. If this is your first time joining us, I want to thank you. And if you are returning, I thank you as well. Please make sure you subscribe to Mind Mending in the Net on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast shows. And this is the time that we recite our mantra, which is simply, everything starts in the mind. The sooner we realize that, the sooner we can move forward in our mental health. Today is May 31st, and I normally do not date my podcast recordings. However, it is the end of the month, which we recognize as Mental Health Awareness. And so, it also combines with the fact that 1 year ago, today is when Mind Mending in the Net began. So we're celebrating 1 year on today. And I want to do a segment to talk about the importance of podcasts for our mental health. And we need to understand and realize that we are going through so much in our own little world, own personal world, and then worldwide. So we must know and understand that it will affect us mentally. So that's what I want to talk to you about on today. Of course, celebrating the 1 year of our existence, but also to talk about, again, the importance of mental health podcasts. And there are a wide variety of podcasts on this level that are out there. So I do encourage you to make sure that you get a hold to some of them, subscribe to some of them. Make sure that Mind Mending in the Net is at the top of your subscription. But seriously, let's talk about this on today. I typically at this point would give you a positive mental health tip, but this entire discussion on today is going to be your positive mental health tip. So let's just jump right in on today. I am going to reference a few articles for this discussion. And we want to first start off by saying that I know, and you probably know as well, you that are listening to it, that podcasting is fairly new for some generations as opposed to other generations. Some of the younger generation will migrate to it more than we'll say the millennials and younger will probably migrate to it more than Generation X or of course baby boomers. And we have to see if there's a way that we can bridge this. See if there's a way that podcasting can be beneficial to all generations. Now, I know and understand that, you know, certain things are for certain people, certain generations, certain races. But podcasting, there are a lot of positive benefits regarding podcasts. And again, I want to focus on those podcasts that are looking at exploring, discussing, educating us regarding our mental health. So, podcasts, you know, podcasts in general are more than just background noise. Some people don't really understand what podcasting is or the significance of podcasts. podcasting to me is, you know, it's different. I have had my own radio show where I am a radio show broadcast host. I've been doing it for 9 years. And the difference that I see with broadcasting and podcasting to me is a little bit more personal. You can kind of let your hair down a little bit more or better than you would if you were hosting a radio broadcast. Ask me how I know. There is a difference. You know, with podcasting, it's more audio than video or visual. Although you can, you know, have your visual going or your video going when you are doing an audio recording. That's becoming more and more popular as well. But to me, again, you're not on a certain time frame with podcasting as you are with broadcasting. You know, you need to be on, make sure you're on at the exact time that you are scheduled for your radio broadcast, and you need to end your broadcast maybe 5 or 10 minutes before so that you can kind of stay, you know, in the correct time framing area of your broadcast. So with podcasting, you don't have to worry about all of that. All right. Again, podcasting is more than just background noise. You know, you can hear, you can listen to it. You can listen to it when you are on the go, which is very convenient. We're in such a fast-paced society now where you don't really have time to sit down and watch a broadcast or watch a virtual broadcast, should I say. You don't have time, you know, a lot of times to sit down and watch the news. You may be so busy, maybe your schedule is so cramped and so tight that all you can really do or what will be beneficial for you is for you to be able to listen. And that is another advantage that podcasting will do. Let me say this, and I'm not minimizing podcasting, I'm not downing it, but here is how I liken podcasting. To me, it reminds me of a terrestrial radio show on steroids. So, if you don't know what terrestrial radio is, that is when you get in your car and you're turning on your AM, FM radio, that's terrestrial radio. So with podcasting, I say it's the same thing, but it's on steroids, meaning, you know, there's so many more advantages to it. Podcasting, of course, you can download apps. It's a whole lot easier to do that. And, you know, that is something that you keep in mind when you're looking at the difference between podcasting and broadcasting. All right, so let's move forward from there, because again, I want to focus on the mental health podcast. You know, we're at the end of Mental Health Awareness Month. Again, today is the last day of May, and you know, we ourselves are so inundated with so many life changes and choices and decisions that sometimes many may think that taking a mental break is impossible to do. But it's not impossible. When you look at these podcasts regarding mental health, taking a break, a mental break, is just a stream away. All right. So we've already discussed how accessible podcasts are. They can also be enjoyable, the mental health podcast, an enjoyable way for you to be able to take care of your mental health state. So while you're on the move, while you're on the go, you know, sometimes you may take a little hit to your mental health state, but if you're listening to these positive mental health podcasts, it could help you. Now, there's a study that says that podcasts became popular in 2020 and 2021 due to the COVID lockdown. Now, this podcast is a testimony to that because I had received instruction to start this podcast in 2020 only because of what we were all facing as a nation, as in this world. And being on lockdown, you know, wasn't pretty for so many. Many were already dealing with mental health issues prior to the pandemic, and then this just added on to it. So many turned to podcasting. I started my podcast in 2021. I suppose I started in 2020, but that's a little side note. But I started in 2021, and we've been going strong ever since. These podcasts that focus on mental health is an excellent way for all of us to learn about self-care. It's an excellent way for us to relax. Sometimes it's easier said than done. I know, I get it. But we have to try to do something so that we won't become so overwhelmed that we cannot move forward. And it's important for us to move forward for ourselves, for our families, for our loved ones. We don't want the pressures of this life to overwhelm us and to take us out, you know, of our regular routine where we can't even function. And unfortunately, there have been some who just said, I can't handle it anymore. And they have taken their lives. They have committed suicide. But we do not want that to be at all. And we certainly don't want it to happen to you. So reach out, subscribe to these mental health care podcasts. They could be a great benefit to you. You know, sometimes, you know, you have those who are avid readers and they will read a book in a minute. But sometimes you may not have that free time to crack open a book to read. So listen to a podcast while you're still working or completing some other tasks. I'm just trying to encourage you all today to see the benefit of these mental health podcasts. You know, it's not going to take you very long to, you know, press play on, you know, a few podcasts while you're exercising. I do that. Or cooking even. And there are plenty of ways, as I've already said, that podcasts can benefit your mental health. So let me focus on three different benefits that these podcasts can have on you. Number one, podcasts. They allow you to not feel like you're alone. They're personable. I've said that earlier. But they're more personable than just reading words on a page, book, or even listen to a radio broadcast. When you hear from someone else, whether it's the host or the guest that the host has on their podcast, about their own personal experience and or struggle, then you realize it brings it to the forefront of your mind that I am not the only one who has ever dealt with it, whatever it is. Sometimes listening to others' experiences will help you to realize, hey, I can make it. I can come through this. They did. You know, I'm human like they are. You know, sometimes when we're going through various trials, situations that are not so pleasant, we may think that we are the only one that's going through it, that has ever experienced it, whatever it is. And so sometimes when you sit down, you have enabled yourself to listen to these podcasts, to listen to someone else's testimony, personal experience, then that will let you know that, hey, I'm not the only one. I am not the only one that has experienced this. This divorce, or my child doing right. Maybe, you know, something happened, and you know, maybe the police had to be involved, or what have you. Then you realize you're not alone. You're not alone. You are not. So it can be therapeutic when you listen to these mental health podcasts. Number two, another benefit is podcasts themselves can help you to relax and or de-stress. How many of you all realize that you need to de-stress? My goodness, we're being pulled on from every area. Someone's pulling on you from the left. Someone's pulling on you from the right, whether it's your job, your home, your spouse, your children. So sometimes take some time out and allow your brain to be stimulated by listening to these meaningful podcasts. It can help you feel good. It can. You can feel good maybe in the form of laughter or unwinding from something that was very stressful, either, you know, that day, that moment that you're in. It's helpful to be able to focus on something else other than your own problems or issues. If it's only, you know, for maybe 20 minutes during that podcast, you know, a lot of podcasts are not that long in length of time. And even if they are, you can listen to, you know, the entire segment at your leisure. That's another benefit. Yeah. Let's see here. Number three, and I'm going to wrap this up. Podcasts can teach you something. Oh, yeah. How many of us know that sometimes we just need to understand some things we may not have the answer to, and then we listen to someone on a podcast and they're teaching us something. We can learn from them. Self-help podcasts, mental health focused podcasts are more helpful than many people realize, right? So listening to a podcast that's focused on mental health is educational, it's beneficial, and it simply allows you to take a mental break while continuing your daily routine. That's a benefit. That's a benefit. So those are three benefits of listening to a mental health podcast. Again, I wanted to celebrate my 1 year anniversary of this podcast by talking about the importance of mental health podcasts. There's a whole lot more I could focus on, but those are three benefits that you can look at. I want to encourage you to make sure you subscribe to positive mental health podcasts, something that will help you along your way. As I stated earlier, when I give out my positive mental health tip, I want you to look at this entire segment as a positive mental health tip for you. All right? So thank you for joining me, and thank you for supporting me during this entire 1 year celebration anniversary of Mind Bending in the Net. Tell someone about this podcast. Would you do that for me? Subscribe if you have not. If you have any questions or comments related to this particular episode or any other episodes that you hear, you can always email me. the name of the show, mindmendinginthenet@gmail.com. Again, that's mindmendinginthenet@gmail.com. And look for us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast shows. Mind Mending in the Net, where everything starts in the mind. We will see you in the next episode. Take care, guys. Happy anniversary, Mind Mending in the Net.